Welcome. Protocol accepted. Systems online. Connection established.
Is artificial intelligence a superhero or a master villain? And should South Africans be alarmed?
Initializing scan. Analyzing data. Anomaly detected.
In a tech-driven world, what does the future hold?
Critical infrastructure damage. Assessing situation.
AI has already changed the way we live, work, and play. But are we ready for future technological advancements? And what does this mean for young people, especially in a country like South Africa, where unemployment is rife?
System failure. Abort. Abort. System failure. Goodbye.
We live in a world where technology is evolving daily and AI is fast becoming a regular part of how we do life, interact with others, carry out daily tasks at the office, and receive essential services. AI has already transformed key industries worldwide, including the medical, education, media, banking, and manufacturing sectors. It's clear beyond a shadow of a doubt that AI has become an inherent part of our lives. So what does this mean for jobs? Could AI-driven automation displace thousands of jobs or be the catalyst for change driving employment growth? The Congress of the South African Trade Union's parliamentary coordinator, Matthew Park, says it's not a completely foreign concept. According to him, technological evolution is part of the international economic history.
In the 1980s, we used to have milk trucks which would drop bottles of milk by your front door. I don't think we'd want to do that now with health risks. You know, the post office has really struggled because people no longer post letters because you have electronic communication from your cell phone and WhatsApp, which is instant. People are not going to banks as much because people do electronic payments. So there's a lot of benefits that it saves people time and money. It makes the economy more efficient. But then there's also a consequence, too, to those people whose lives are dependent upon it. So we need to really see how proactively we can kind of mitigate and kind of manage for these transitions.
He, however, admits that the high unemployment rates in South Africa, coupled with low economic growth rates, raises concern in terms of the implementation of AI.
We need to have business and labor working together with academic and training institutions to say these sectors are at risk, these professions, these sectors of society are at risk. We're going to invest in the skills that they need to find the jobs, not only today, but in tomorrow's economy. We need to specifically target what are the niche sectors South Africa has got a potential, can exploit, can be competitive in. For example, like the call center industry. What are the kind of skills that can help people to establish their own businesses? And you know, how can we kind of make sure that the training we provide is relevant to companies? And then how do we pull resources together? Often we find in the skills training regimes, people are not speaking to each other. Government doesn't talk to business about what skills do they need. Business doesn't tap into the local training funds available, provided for by government. They often just simply choose to import migrant labor from elsewhere. So I think we really need to have a much more of a social compact approach where government, business and labor work together to manage this transition in a smart way.
Park says many white-collar, blue-collar jobs could be lost.
HR people, even lawyers, accountants, skilled professionals at risk. You can see truck drivers, train drivers at risk. Workers who work in the ports, a lot of your repairmen and so forth are at risk. Even jobs in the agricultural sector, cleaning, are also at risk. And then when change happens, often you see that jobs that once seemed secure and decent have been lost. So our fear is that you could see people with low skills being retrenched. You could see economic sectors, value chains being decimated, and that we might not see new jobs, new sectors growing fast enough or growing at a pace that can absorb those workers who are affected. We're also worried that the fourth industrial revolution, artificial intelligence is here. We've seen it galloping since COVID-19 especially, but we don't really see government or business kind of coordinating interventions in that regard to turn things around.
While fear around AI and its direct threat to jobs is understandable, senior economist at Research ICT Africa, Roland Banya, believes it does not have to be.
The internet is a general purpose technology, right? The internet is used for everything. There's no sector that doesn't use the internet. So AI needs to be considered in that way. Of course, for Africa, there are competitive advantages that we have as a continent. The obvious one would be, what are the competitive advantages that we have as a country, right? Of course, we have a youth population. Of course, there's a big manufacturing sector. So if we were to look at it with that lens, the sectors that would be impacted in South Africa would be agriculture, the financial sector, healthcare, education, what is already being applied. I mentioned, for instance, tax collection. SARS is already using artificial intelligence in most of its systems, right?
Banya adds, upskilling and reskilling is vital.
The youth will definitely be affected. I mean, there's going to be increased job competition, which is going to increase unemployment, you know, especially around entry-level jobs, right? So those are going to be replaced and transformed by AI systems. So the youth may struggle to find work. So without these advanced skills that you're speaking about, without being capacitated in STEM and digital competencies, being digitally literate and so on and so forth, if the youth do not have these requisite skills or qualifications, they're going to be vulnerable to this AI automation that we're seeing.
A study published by the McKinsey Global Institute revealed up to 39% of jobs could be automated in South Africa by 2030. The same study also found that AI could contribute to the creation of between 20 and 50 million jobs globally. Senior Associate at Power & Associates, Slindile Kumalo, says the way in which AI is redefining the workplace is not unique to South Africa.
When the national policy framework came out, the department had shared it and invited public comments and public participation. So getting involved in practical sort of conversations and discussions and engagements like that is very useful. But more broadly, I think we need to bolster sort of our AI, generally just our digital literacy, to understand what AI tools are most relevant to the South African market and what they mean in different sectors. We have a wealth gap in South Africa and a digital divide. And so when we speak of the need to foster AI skills, there are some people who may be left behind. So it's really important that we understand which segments of society will find AI to be empowering and exploitative. That can be done through multiple strategies, including workshops, just broader awareness campaigns and the like.
So is artificial intelligence a hero or a villain?
On the one hand, there's been ample reportage about the demand for jobs that require AI skills, including sort of software development, data science and data analysis, machine learning. So we're witnessing the creation of very specific employment opportunities. But on the other hand, for those who don't maybe hold these skills or find themselves in roles that require repetitive work that may be automated, there's an understandable tension or anxiety about replacement or not finding suitable opportunities in the job market anymore.
Now, what does the future of work look like in a country like South Africa? Well, the 2025 World Economic Forum Future of Jobs report revealed the fastest growing and fastest declining jobs worldwide in 5 years' time. Some jobs that are rapidly decreasing include legal secretaries, accountants, bookkeeping and payroll clerks, as well as bank tellers and graphic designers. Software developers, AI and machine specialists, as well as data scientists and data analysts are just some of the careers on the rise. iFundi is a training institute that focuses on future learning. The Career Development Agency CEO, Stefan Lauber, believes the education system in its current form is dated and not set up for future-focused careers.
Our school system doesn't really prepare people well for what they need in future. I think in future we need a logical thinking that has a close relationship to mathematical skills, problem solving, teamwork, also often referred to as soft skills in general. Our education system is a bit outdated globally. We need to redesign our curriculums, make them more relevant for today. Secondly, we then need to update or capacitate our teachers so that they're able to teach those new subjects. Thirdly, we need to give wide access to all schools, especially in rural areas, to the internet, computer equipment, and also Wi-Fi. Fourthly, we need to have budgets. We need to have money to bring about these changes. Maybe fifthly, a lot of collaboration So, for example, the telecoms companies need to work with government to make sure that we have internet connection in every school.
Jobs most resilient to AI include trades like plumbing, hairdressing, electrical work and basic services. Lauber says this is proof that it's not all doom and gloom and acknowledges AI as a hero.
You will still need a plumber who's going to fix your toilet. No AI is going to do that. So all these artisan skills will remain in high demand, especially when people don't want to make their fingernails dirty.
For Jacaranda FM News, I'm Chanel September.